listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. And welcome to River City Limits. This is Greta B with you. I'm waiting for Fontaine to show up. But in the meantime, we're going to play a new song for you from Long Arms. And the song is called Every All the Time. Mike Zig, who plays a mean flamenco guitar and also can be seen playing in some local metal bands such as Neck Brace. Before that, we heard Roslyn with Suicide Girls off of their demo, and we started the set with Long Arms, Every All the Time, which is also an unmixed, unmastered demo, but James thought it sounded okay to play on the radio, and I agree. And so now here's Fontaine to tell you a thing or two. Hey, guys and gals. It's my first time doing a co-host show, so it's kind of interesting here. Hey, thanks for that music, Greta. What have I got here? I've got some bands that are playing tonight at Plaza Ball. We have Lee Harris and Country Sunshine, as well as Hamburger James. Let's start off with music from Lee Harris and Country Sunshine.
I have tried, and I tried, to get you off my mind. I'm not ready to let you go just yet. One by one, two by two, these memories of you. There's no peace in
she'd be. Because every time I close my eyes, that girl is all I see. When I'm asking everyone I know, I'm asking all around. And I just can't rest until I track that little woman down. She set my soul on fire and she gives me my heart a mess. She's that girl in that red dress. Lay it on me one more time.
All right, we just heard from Hamburger James with Red Dress. Before that, Lee Harris and Country Sunshine did Never Be the Same. And both those bands are playing tonight at Plaza Bowl. All right, this next band has been doing some practicing. There's rumor of a reunion actual gig. Not this month. Well, the month's almost over, so anyway. But maybe the end of next month, maybe later. I don't know. There's rumors, at least, of a King Sour reunion. So keep your ears open for more information on that. Let's hear something from their album, Instrumentally Retarded. Palookaville. Yes, that's RPG with Something Else. The full title of the song used to be called Something Else. It's not the Eddie Cochran song. Anyhow, RPG played last Saturday at their practice space. I got to go see that. That was a lot of fun. And I finally got my own copy of the CD again. Yay. Worth the wait. Yes, that's what its CD's called. Thanks, guys. Before RPG, we heard King Sour with Palookaville from the CD Instrumentally Retarded. And again, keep your ears open for looking forward to that one myself. Hey, WRER would like to thank RVA Magazine for its underwriting support. RVA Magazine asks, are you experienced? The new RVAMag.com brings you everything you didn't know you needed. Original works from up-and-coming filmmakers, internet radio jockeys, and new content every single day covering art, music, and opinions. The new RVAMag.com is your daily dose. Hey, Greta, you got some music up next, right?
I sure do. Some local guys called Antietam 1862 have just finished a recording. And the record's going to be called Life, Comma, Death Entwined. It's going to be on Beefhog Records. And this song that we're about to hear is called Smash the Holy Reich.
Thank you.
And what we've just heard was This Means You from Charlottesville. Not strictly a local band, but the singer, Kim, hangs around Richmond quite a bit. So that was a song called Order 66, which is from a new demo of theirs from 2010. Before that, we heard Richmond's own Antietam 1862 doing Smash the Holy Reich from their upcoming record called Life, Death, Entwined, which is going to come out on Beef Hog Records. And now we have a special treat for you, a little spotlight on probably America's most elusive guitarist, Penn Rawlings. If you know Richmond at all, you know that he's a local legend. People have driven from as far away as California just to see him play one show.
Wow.
And Penn has had quite a history in Richmond. He started off... Actually, he was, I believe, the first bass, first drummer in White Cross, but we don't have
really?
That. Yeah, we don't have that record here today. So instead, we're going to play a couple for you of very early honor roll songs. This is going to be Vance Picked Up Dot Over a Bush by the Tail and Early Grave.
From the It Bled Like a Stick Pig EP.
Woo!
Man.
Wow. That was Loincloth, which is Penn's, I guess you could call it a current band. They don't exactly play a whole lot, but that demo from 2003 was called Noise International. As far as I know, it was recorded at Sound of Music Studios with John Moran at the helm.
Have they actually played out, Greta?
You know, that's a good question.
I'm not sure.
It was nowhere near Richmond.
It would be nice to see.
It really would.
Hey, Penn.
Hey, Penn.
Play out. Yeah, come on. No pressure here.
Yeah, and before that, we heard Breadwinner back from 1994. This album was actually on a label which was Merge, and what we heard was called Untitled. The record, though, was called Burner. I guess it's still available. I'm not going to say that I've done it, but I think it can be found on the Internet by some people. Not that I would ever recommend such a thing, of course. Before that, we heard Butterglove with a song called Lisa's World, and that was from 1997. And that record is called the John Moran Sessions. Previously to that, we started off the Penn Rollins Honor set with an honor roll, doing Vance Picked Up Dot Over a Bush by the Tail and Early Grave. At that time, a really early version of Honor Roll, Bob Schick wasn't even in the band. Penn was the singer and guitar player. And that was
yeah.
pretty special.
And he, I was telling Greta earlier, he played in the high school talent show. I'm pretty sure I'm remembering this right. It was so long ago. In a band called The Donors, way back when at Douglas Freeman High School.
No kidding.
Before Honor Roll.
That must have been before the Schicks moved to town.
I have no idea when they moved to town, so
wow.
Could be.
Well, and here's a little information for you. Couscous Restaurant. WRIR thanks Couscous Restaurant for sustaining underwriting support. Couscous Restaurant invites you to come as you are to enjoy Moroccan and Mediterranean specialties in a relaxed, warm environment. Large parties are welcome and reservations are available. Couscous Restaurant is open for dinner Monday through Saturday and for lunch weekdays. 900 West Franklin Street in the Chesterfield Apartment Building with off-street parking after 5 p.m. Call 804-358-0868 for information and reservations. Couscous on the web at couscous900.com.
All right. So I think we're going to play some Sparkle Horse next.
Excellent idea.
And unfortunately, the world lost Mark Linkous, what was it, about 2 weeks ago? Three? Something like that.
Yeah, maybe 3 weeks.
And a lot of people really upset. Even on the Chicago program, Sound Opinions, they did a tribute to Mark. And the next week, there was the call-in comments, and there was somebody from, I forget what state, but, you know, a state not even near here, somewhere in the U.S., just calling in how much his music touched him, just even in the call-in comments to the comments on the show. So, yeah.
I went to the memorial, and it was very beautiful and extremely well-attended. He was really well-liked and respected.
A lot of musician friends played a number of his songs.
Yeah.
Very bittersweet. But, yeah,
we both went to the memorial, I should say.
It's like the Richmond music scene.
Yet
again, another one, unfortunately. Well, anyway.
At least he left us with some really beautiful music.
Yes, lots of musical memories and much more for his close friends and family, too. So I'm going to play a song off the 2006 album called Dreamt for Light Years in the Body. I'm sorry, I don't have to read this. In the Belly of a Mountain, we're going to hear a song called Some Sweet Day.
Parker.
More Americans than ever have library cards, so sign up for yours today at your library. It'll be the smartest card in your wallet.
Brought to you by the American Library Association's Campaign for America's Libraries and ALA Library Champions.
tonight, we just heard from Lauren Hoffman with Rockstar. Before that, we heard The Hot Seats, formerly known as Special Ed and the Short Bus, with Sell Your Babies to the Army. You know, if you feel like it, I don't know. Before that, Charles Arthur did When I Get Low, I Get High, and I'm pretty sure Charles Arthur is going to be part of the Johnny Hot Piedmont Surprise gig tonight at Shenanigans in the North Side.
That's a great band, by the way.
They go all out. It's a rare gig, they say, so if you're interested in that, there you go, tonight at Shenanigans. And we start off the set with Sparkle Horse with Some Sweet Day. And, still missing Mark Linkus.
Very much so.
And I guess we should say at 6 o'clock, you're listening to WRIR-LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. I'm Fontaine, and...
And I'm Greta B. We're here with you. Mike Lane just walked into the studio. He's going to tell us a little bit about what Lemur Vapir is up to. But first, we thought we'd treat you to a new Battlemaster song called Cursed Boots of Perpetual Dancing. We heard Battlemaster with the cursed boots of perpetual dancing. Are they involved in river dance? I don't know. That would be horrible. That would be really awful. That would be really cursing.
But that was music from Battlemaster, so you know, thumbs up for that. All right. This is Fontaine, and Greta in the background there, and maybe she'll come up with the mic a little bit on this too. I don't know. But we also have Mike Lane in the studio.
Hi, lovely ladies.
Hi. And so maybe you should get a slightly closer to the mic since we're discussing that.
Is this better? Hello.
Hello. All right, so we have the new La Mer Vipere CD, and this, of course, is your band, one of your bands?
Yes.
And how long has La Mer Vipere been going on?
I would say we started roughly around turn of 06.
Okay. So about 4 years?
Yeah, something like that, maybe a little more. Yeah.
And you've put a previous CD or demo or whatever. How are you referring to that?
Yeah, we had a demo out called Gallows Cheats, and mm-hmm. we pretty much redone a few of those tracks on Final Audit of Mammon, which is our first proper.
So this is the proper CD, the Final Audit of Mammon.
Yes.
And you've played a couple gigs lately?
Yeah, with the Triple.
The Triple, and you had a video.
Yes, Jeff Roll shot a video to First Command. It's kind of gory.
Has some zombies in it, right?
I'm not sure what they are. I mean, I think they could be.
Zombies are just the new thing this year.
I tell you.
It's all about zombies.
Yeah, we're trendy.
Yeah. That's the first one I think of when I think of La Mer Vipere. Oh, that band's just so trendy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe we should go ahead and play a track off this. People know what you sound like if they don't know you already.
I'm sure they don't, but yeah.
You never know.
Well, this is First Command, the one Jeff shot a video to. You can check it out on La Mer Vipere blogspot.com.
Okay, here we go.
City divided.
Long divided!
28 participants. I'm in the horrific. Political enmity. Criminal entity. Operating autonomously from peril. First Command. Another bomb. Siren alarm. Bullets hit the swamp. Sounds like wolves. Death Squad strikes first. Then we strike back. From peril. First Command.
It's La Mer Vipere with First Command, and that's the song that has the video. Did we say that already?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Roll and all that. So, and you find that on the MySpace, right?
You can find it on the MySpace or go to La Mer Vipere RVA lamerevivre.blogspot.com.
We get the
lamerevivre.blogspot.com.
We have the link on the post for today's show as well. So if you didn't catch that, go to WRER.org and look for the post for River City Limits. All right, so Lemaire Vipère, what does that mean exactly? Mike?
The mother viper. That sounds tough, doesn't it?
Watch out, she's going to get you.
Especially in French.
Yeah, Lemaire Vipère.
Especially, it's tough.
My grandmother had us call her Ma Mère.
Oh, yeah?
Which has nothing to do with the viper.
Yeah.
All right, so, well, there's rumors of this band that's been playing around. I'm not sure if they're still going on, but some Silver Ninja people. Have you heard about this band?
They're elusive. They're trouble.
They're trouble.
Yes.
Are they also shiny and silvery?
I hear, yeah.
And, you hear?
You know, I think I can speak for Bill and Jason at CMP that trying to distance the label from those guys is.
Because they're trouble.
They're criminals.
They're criminals. Wow. Maybe they're locked up.
Bad time.
So maybe they won't be. They might not do any more gigs. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? Okay. But I know one of our other DJs is a huge fan of that band. He talks about them all the time. Silver Ninjas, man. Got to go see Silver Ninjas. Too bad about Trouble Funk and Hansel und Gretel. Got to go see Silver Ninjas.
Well.
Yeah.
I'd find better things to do. Probably.
Well, speaking of C&P Records, so both these Lemaire Vipère, the official CD that's out now, Final Audit of Mammon, as well as the previous one, which was Gallows Cheats, you had out on the C&P label, right?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And that's Jason Hodges' project, I guess
Jason
you could say, right?
Bill Porter, yeah.
And they've got all sorts of people on that label.
Yeah. It's, Bermuda Triangles, one of my favorite bands. Amoeba Men, yes.
Tickly Feathers.
Tickly Feather, yeah.
there's like a whole CD of various artists. It's like the Killer...
Suppression.
Oh, Suppression, right?
Yeah.
I think they played a Plaza Ball once last year.
It's Jason and Ryan, Darkest Hour. Yeah.
A whole roster of local stars. Well, before, we're going to play some Amoeba Men and some Bermuda Triangles, but I guess we should play another Lemaire Vipère song, and it was track two, is that right?
Sure. This is Translucent Skull, our science fiction themed.
This was on the previous CD as well, right?
Yes.
But you've kind of reworked it and...
Well, we added Chris Conrad to the group.
Oh, right, right.
And great asset having Chris just sort of beefed up everything.
And he plays an Amoeba Man.
He does play an Amoeba Man. Everyone should go see them tomorrow night at Wonderland. It's good times.
And Lemaire Vipère had a couple different drummers, too.
We did. We started with Alex Tomlin. We lost him for a little while. He joined Arsis, and we got Brandon Whitaker in the band. He was great, and he had to leave town, so now Alex is happy to be back.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, so let's hear Translucent Skull.
Translucent Skull.
Music from Lemaire Vipère.
Traveling, Dr. X, you're ready. His apparatus, the chromatic riddle revealed itself in the palm of the trained glove. Micro actually condensed. Box concealed the secret of the diaphanous skull. Baron Ananias has been surpassed in the race for the invisible sarcophagus deep in the Madari jungle. Eternal recurrent cyclone, leg, and forward towards the meditating.
Lemaire Repair with Translucent Skull. You know, we had a request for some Silver Ninjas.
That's sad.
But you say you'd be willing to hear a song.
Sure. Why not?
Do you know, have you heard any rumors about this song? Sunsets on the Golden Samurai? Do you have any, like, rumored information you've heard about what this band means when they do this song?
I'm assuming the Golden Samurai would naturally be the arch nemesis to the Silver Ninjas. Other than that, I can't talk any more about it.
Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Fair enough.
Silver Ninjas with Sunsets on the Golden Samurai. Maybe it sets on the Silver Ninjas as well? Rumor has it.
Who knows?
Is it like the Residents? You don't know anything about them? You know?
I know nothing. Except the bad news.
Bad news. They may be in jail.
I hope they're dead.
Didn't they kill other people?
They're dead. Criminals, yes.
They kill people in the audience.
They should die a slow, painful, agonizing death by my fist.
Well, hey, speaking of other bands, was I speaking of other bands? But let's speak about other bands. There's Amoeba Man.
Have
a CD that came out, it looks like it was last fall, according to our wonderful reviewer, Shannon Cleary, reviewed this December 2009.
Worried about your wiring. It's a great album.
Worried about your wiring?
Yes.
I don't know. Am I? I'm not sure.
Those guys are
maybe I should be. So this is on CNP Records. Mm-hmm. And we have, who in here? We got Jason Hodges.
Yes.
Got
Barry.
Chris. Barry?
Yes.
What's Barry's last name? I've not had the pleasure of meeting Barry, I don't think.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Cover.
Barry Cover, okay. And Chris Conrad,
Chris
Conrad, right?
Yes.
He likes to play the guitar in the audience, I've noticed.
Yeah, he's scared of stages.
Didn't he fall off once and he said something like that? He wanted to just be on the flat level.
Yeah, they're playing tomorrow at Wonderland with, a band called Antlers, and a band from Philly called Erode and Disappear. It's at Wonderland, 18th of May.
There you go. So let's play a song off of this. And it seems to be a consensus of three people liking track number one.
Blackout. It's a great song.
So this is Amoeba Man with Blackout.
Yes.
One, two, blackout!
Amoeba Man with Blackout. Blackout.
Blackout.
Blackout. So they're playing, as you said, Sunday at Wonderland.
Wonderland. Go see it.
And people will have fun. And enjoy some fine beverages as well, I'm sure. All right, so also on the Bermuda Triangles.
One of my favorites.
Now, I understand Jason Hodges got the test pressings this last week.
For vinyl, yes.
For the vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
He's going old school. Vinyl.
Mm.
I'm sure it'll be very beautiful. Yeah. Band I saw last night had vinyl. Peacock feathers on. It was very hippy trippy. It was very cool looking. Yeah, wow, exactly. but so I think the Bermuda Triangles has got a couple of weeks yet before that comes out. That's the word I heard.
Yeah.
Have you heard any?
It sounds great, though. I've heard it.
You've heard it?
It's really good.
Do you know any songs is on it? Like, was it more of an EP or more of an LP? Kind of like?
I think it's an LP.
Uh huh, cool. Because they put an EP out last spring before they went down to South by Southwest.
Right.
The squid or octopus or whatever that thing is supposed to be called. It looks cool, of course.
Yeah.
And sounds cool. Yeah, let's get the right band name here. The Bermuda Triangle has been playing a few gigs recently. Mm-hmm. Places like the Triple and some of the folks there like to just yell out, "The awesome power of reptilian jaws."
They get better and better each time live.
I like Riddles in the Sand as well. That's also a good time song. Good video, too, if you probably on MySpace and wherever else you find these things. Yeah. But on the new album, there's a song called Blue, B-L-O-O.
Not a ghost, I think.
Is it? Okay. So, got any other inside information on anything else you want to share about that? Got any? No? I'm sure, and I think they're getting ready to go. I think Bermuda Triangles is going to do a little tour soon.
Yeah, with Diamond Blackhearted Boy.
Which is a Richmond guy, right?
Yeah, it's really good. It's one of my favorite guys. That's one of my favorites.
So that's, I think, up and down the East Coast for a couple weeks or something, Bermuda Triangles and Blackhearted. Well, let's hear the song Blue from Bermuda Triangles right about now. Bermuda Triangles with Blue, yeah. B-L-O-O. And I think that's a free download somewhere. I forget. Probably Google Bermuda Triangles. And
or you can go to CMP.
CMP.
Records.com, I believe.
Or at least Google CMP Records Richmond,
you'll
and you'll find it.
You'll find it.
The Google. Mm-hmm. It is a handy.
Yes.
So, Mike, you were going to say about La Mer Repair, new CD.
Before I'm out of here, I just wanted to say that the album is available for free download.
Excellent.
If you go to lamervipererva.blogspot.com. That's lamervipererva.blogspot.com. And Danny runs that blog, our singer, and he puts up news, and you can see the video. And
you should watch the video, definitely. And get the album.
The album is completely free.
Excellent. So, and this just came out like a month ago, I think? Something like that?
A couple months.
Yeah. This year?
Yes.
This year for sure. 2010.
Yes.
And if you didn't catch those links, you go to our website. I have them on the blog for today's River City Limits. So you'll be able to go from there. Mike Land, thank you so much for coming up.
Thank you, ladies.
And hopefully there'll be a La Mer Repair gig soon. You said there's one in Harrisonburg coming up?
One in Harrisonburg on the 30th of next month.
30th of April?
Yes. And something here shortly after then.
Okay, so spring, perhaps.
Yes.
Spring, at least by early summer.
Sure.
Cool. All right, thanks, Larry. Now let me turn this over to Greta.
Bye.
Give me the headphones.
All right.
And speaking of bands that are playing or about to play, I just wanted to let you know that Ugly Law, my old drummer Bobby from Unseen Force, is in a band called Ugly Law. Also Scott, my old guitarist, but he doesn't listen to the radio. So anyway, Ugly Law is going to have their final performance, I believe, April 24th, about a month from now. I think it's at the Triple, but don't quote me on that. I just wanted to let you guys know. And so I just wanted to play an Ugly Law song. This one is called Sulfur Kisses.
This is an important message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. As you evacuate, remember to take your prescription medicines with you. Many businesses, including pharmacies, may be closed during and after a hurricane. If you're unable to evacuate and cannot drive, ask a friend or relative to drive you to pick up items you may need during the emergency, including a week's supply of medication. To learn more, call the CDC at 800-CDC-INFO.
Was local band Point Blank doing Thrashenstein, which is the title off their self-released EP. Those are real young guys and real local, and they seem to have a lot of potential. Before that, we heard my pal Robbie's band Crapton Jack and the Schmees, and that song was called We Rule the Dan, from a demo from 2004. Previous to that, we heard my old guitarist and drummer's band Ugly Law. Again, Ugly Law is going to be playing April 24th, I believe, but I don't know exactly where. So you'll just have to stay tuned for that one. Now I'm going to play for you Bloody Crackdown. My old friend Danny and I played in a band called Flalo about 100 years ago. Currently he's the leader of Bloody Crackdown, and we're going to play Big Daddy, which is the one clean song on their entire in their entire catalog. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so that was Bloody Crackdown with Big Daddy. All right, so this is Fontaine, and you're still listening to River City Limits. Thank you so much for listening in. And, of course, the set list, we should remind you, is on our website, WRIR.org. Thanks again to Michael Lange for coming in, talking about Lemaire Vapere and various and sundry other bands. That was fun. All right, up next we got a song from Tim Barry. He has a CD out now called 28th and Stonewall. He's been on tour with this album, and he's going to be playing the Camel. I'm pretty sure the date is April 10th. It's a Saturday. And his proceeds from the event are going to be donated to WRIR. So how cool is that? That's pretty awesome of him. Tim Barry, of course, is the frontman from Avail, and I'm sure you know about them. In fact, if you listen to this show, River City Limits, every second Saturday, you get to hear Phil starting off his show every week, every second Saturday, with Avail, Southbound 95. But let's hear from Tim Barry's album, 28th and Stonewall, and I think he did this when he was a guest on Dan's show a while back. This is Prosser's Gabriel.
Does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation. A Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. If you listen closely, you'll hear the words perfect. The Caribbean uprising caught fire in this land. Up and down the James River, Pamunkey and Appomattox. Tobacco soil gone bad, afforded movement for the blacks. 9 years before, down in Santo Domingo, slaves refused to submit and took the right of all men. Virginia whites got nervous and armed more militias. As blacks inspired, plotted, and passed on their plans. Mr. Prong, a head of keloid scars, the mind of knowing right and wrong. Voted general at 24 in the year of 1800, haunted by the hymns and wailing of his fellow slaves. Now does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation. A Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. It was on an August night outside of Richmond, Virginia. Gabriel's men gathered as their owners they slept. Some would burn city streets to attract residents and masters. While others took the capital and freed convicts. Well, the whites, they knew nothing, never seen what could hit them. Nothing like this could happen with their carefree black men. But think about freedom, now think about slavery. Blacks armed themselves with muskets and homemade bayonets. With a white flag on a capital, all blacks, they would rise. White spared, we'd all lose an arm. You're a coward if you own men for profit and greed. You're the coward of all, and for all you must bleed. Now does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one that history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation. A Henrico County slave born to owner Thomas. Pharaoh and Tom ratted out Gabriel Prosser. Their owner was Mosby, a neighbor of him. They say the sky seen seas of rain and lightning. On a night of August 30th, one could see nor stand. The militias let loose to hunt Gabriel Prosser. Who took to the swamps as they imprisoned his men. Flagged a boat whose captain was a Methodist preacher. But a traitor slave turned him in the end. They hung Gabriel down and brought him 15th Street. Lord, he would not give a word up on his men. But he took that noose and he took it with honor. Buried beneath parked cars now and pavement. There's no monument, there's no stone here to see him. Just black asphalt flanked by high-rise hospital chains. If I had it my way, we'd see memorials climbing to a true and honest hero, Prosser's Gabriel. Now, does anyone know the name Gabriel Prosser? My conscience says he's the one the history missed. A blacksmith by trade up at Brookfield Plantation, in Rico County, slave born to owner Thomas.
Something that'll fit your ears just right? Then tune into Paul's Boutique. Choice cuts hand-selected by me, DJ Paul G. Thursdays from 9 to 11 p.m. here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM, Richmond Independent Radio.
Beard here at WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio. I'm the host of The Other Black Music. Every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m., I bring you music ignored by other Richmond radio stations. Zydeco, funk, rock, jazz, blues, all kinds of wonderful black music you don't get to hear anywhere else but here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM.
All right, DJ Graybeard, excellent show on Sundays. We just heard a song called Greta.
Imagine that.
From the Inquisition. I suspect it may be about our own beloved Greta. Here.
They did used to practice in my basement where they were just wee lads, and I'm so proud of all of them.
Wow, yeah, and Strike Anywhere is doing quite well, obviously.
They certainly are.
Yeah.
Every time they play, it's just a really uplifting. It's practically like church for those that don't normally go to church.
I think they played Plaza Bowl recently.
They did. I couldn't make it because I was training here. And
oh, really?
Apparently it went really well.
The irony.
Yeah.
Apparently when he was in high school, Thomas used to listen to me on WDCE. I was like, oh, really?
Oh,
that's kind of cool. It's always very nice when I see him. Another person always really nice when I see him is Tim Barry. And we heard Tim Barry with Prosser's Gabriel from the album 28th and Stonewall, which just came out fairly recently. And he's playing at the Camel April 10th. And his proceeds from that event are going to be donated to WRAR, which is...
That is too kind.
It is very awesome of him. And in between those songs, we heard Burst Into Flames with Candy's Gone. And I looked at the liner notes for that recently, and I was like, well, yeah, who knew? I did not remember Greta having played bass in Burst Into Flames. I guess it was like
play.
A transitional period
no,
in there.
I was in the band for quite some time.
You were?
We had some adventures. We went to Louisville, Kentucky, and a bunch of other crazy small, like Harrisonburg and Charleston, West Virginia, and stuff like that. Tara Kay has such a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
And the drummer from that band, John Moran, went on to greatness as a partner in the Sound of Music Studios, world famous.
Yeah, very, very successful. And I remember him, vaguely remember him playing in the elementary school band way back when at Tacoma Elementary.
Wow.
Yeah, Penn and John, you know, same school system as me.
Great Oaks from Little Acorns, baby.
I tell you. Well, hey, this has been a lot of fun, Greta.
Thank you so much for including me, Fontaine. This has been a really good time.
It seemed like we both wanted to do it, and I was like, well, let's do it together. Why not?
I really appreciate it.
And thanks again to Mike Lane from LeMaire Repair for coming up. That was fun. And we got Frequency coming up momentarily. But we have a song from a former Richmonder. So we're going to let this go by. It's this former Richmonder who's going to be playing in Richmond.
They're playing, I believe, a Bellisau on April 16th, but don't quote me on that.
That's it, yeah, because it's Greg Ginn's latest band, which I always forget that. It's the
correct.
The Taylor, Texas Corrugators, I think is the name of that band. And it looks pretty good that Jim and maybe Greg Ginn, some combination of those folks are probably going to come up here on WRIR before the gig between Load In and dinner, I think, at Cuba Cuba, and then playing the actual gig at Bellisau.
Sweet.
So we'll see what kind of mayhem ensues on that. But anyway, all right, so let's play from Jim's latest band, CSC Funk Band, on Electric Cowbell Records, Don't You Know, up in Brooklyn. And this is going to be a song called Bad Banana Bread, and coming up at the top of the hour will be Frequency. And check out our set list on WRIR.org, and I'll be back next Friday. And Greta, hopefully back soon?
I hope so.
Hopefully get a show soon. We'll see.
It's been super. I can't wait to play some local metal for real.
All right. Well, let's hear CSC Funk Band.